It is Aries season. Happy spring. Happy Aries season. And the first of the official year, the initiation of the zodiac signs. So it's the astrologers' new year. And today we're going to be diving into the Aries gates and all of the traits about Aries and understanding what does this mean in your human design chart. This is a sample of the membership only human design episodes and spiritual healing. You can dive deeper by joining and trying for 30 days for free. It's only $19 a month after that. Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design. Because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul. You just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I'm an author and trauma-informed spiritual mentor. So the traits of Aries are confident, impulsive, impatient, passionate, competitive, independent, courageous, and bold. These are all Aries themes. Aries season is March 21st through April 19th. And if you're born then, that's your sun sign. But we all have Aries within us somehow. And even if you don't have planets in Aries, whatever zodiac your first house is in will also have a flavor of Aries. Because Aries rules the first house. Aries is also a cardinal, the initiating zodiac. It's a masculine fire sign and it's ruled by Mars and it's associated, with the first house of self. It is really your natural leader. If you've got Aries as, anywhere where you actually have your first house kind of exudes your leadership. And it's the original leader. And if you have your sun there, then yes, more leadership. There are some beautiful aspects to the traits, where it is vivacious, enthusiastic, childish, and the shadow would be maybe a bit selfish, impulsive, hot-headed, quick to anger, things like that. Those are descriptions of Aries, and it's expressed as the ram. So Aries can be counted on to headbutt its way through anything. So let's dive into the Aries gates in your human design chart. Now, when you have... You look at your chart, you'll have planets like listed on the right and left of your chart that correlates to the numbers colored in and highlighted in each center in your chart. So if you have any of these Aries gates, those numbers are called gates. These are similar to like personality traits and themes that you have consistently within yourself. Then these are your Aries themed energies. And if you do not have any of these, or maybe you only have a couple, then during this Aries season, as the mandala shifts around, then you will be highlighting and activating in these gates that are not circled. If you don't have in these numbers circled, then you will be feeling them kind of amplifying within you so you can capture this energy. So the first Aries gate is in the will center, and it is number 21, the treasurer. The treasurer, in the I Ching, it is called biting through, and the shadow is control here. If you have it circled, number 21 in that tiny triangle, the will center, just to the right, down below that diamond, it is a lesson for you to learn how to respectfully have authority, and the enlightenment is valor. So this is the hunter or huntress gate. This person goes out, hunts, gathers, and bring the resources back, both material and emotional, and the potential to communicate the value of those resources to the tribe. It's linked to the hexagram 21, which symbolizes the importance of seeking what is valuable and nourishing. Gate 21 describes really and encompasses these keywords: seeking resources, communication of value, nurturing and providing, sensitivity to value, balancing and giving and receiving, survival instinct, generosity, nourishment. And you can read more in depth about all of these in the book. This is on page 161 and 162. So the affirmation for you, if you have this defined or if it's being highlighted and the gate 21 is activated within you around certain dates, your affirmation is, with a keen eye for value and a nurturing spirit, I embrace the power of seeking and sharing resources that enrich the lives of myself and others. This is a sample of the membership-only human design episodes and spiritual healing. You can dive deeper by joining and trying for 30 days for free. It's only $19 a month after that. Go ahead and try it and join now in the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing to this podcast. Please help us grow and reach more survivors that are seeking spiritual growth by sharing this and tagging me at Empath of the Narcissist Podcast on Instagram. You can even send it via text. However you want to share it, you go share away. And don't forget to subscribe. Hey, if you're feeling extra generous, please write a review to the podcast. This really does help in social proof. We're up to 100 reviews. I never thought I'd ever see that number. So thank you so much for that. So speaking of ads and offerings, you can dive deeper with me through my first book, Empath and the Narcissist. It is a profound exploration of my story, my healing journey, and a whole bunch of different elements that I've discovered on my healing path to help you heal from narcissistic abuse and empower you. So you can also listen to that on Audible. My second book is a new book, baby. It is Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And you can grab your paperback of that human design guidebook. It includes shadow work with Goddess Inanna, as well as moon rituals and guided meditations and a whole breadth of understanding your human design chart. You can grab all these books in the link in the show notes. And if you're listening to this before March 30th, you can grab your free ebook copy to read my new book, Baby, Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And when you review, write a review and let me know you're entered to win. I'll be pulling 3 lucky subscribers a signed paperback copy from me. So grab your free ebook below to read and review and enter to win. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow in an episode. Remember, always keep your unique light shining.